Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A massive evacuation of northern Gaza is underway as Israeli troops prepare for what's expected to be a land offensive. 1 week after the brutal Hamas attack on Israel, here in Boston, synagogues are holding services. Yesterday afternoon, we spoke with Elaine Zecher, the senior rabbi of Temple Israel, Boston, as she prepared to lead Shabbat services for the congregation.
The message to the congregation is very clear. We support Israel in this moment. We support Israel's right to exist. We support Israel's right to defend herself. And we support the citizens of Israel. And that includes Jews, Christians, Muslims, Arabs, Palestinians, Druze. So that's part of our message. The other part of the message is that we are grieving so many people. Not only know people who are in Israel, but are related to people. And those we're not even related to feel like family. So this is a time of mourning and sadness. And I will also say, so that you don't even need to even ask me, I mourn also for the innocent Palestinian lives. We all mourn for the innocent civilians put in harm's way.
What have you been hearing from members of the congregation?
Well, I think people feel the fear from what they observed, what they heard, what they unfortunately saw displayed in social media. The murdering of innocent Israelis, breaking into their homes, is so awful to recognize the savagery and the brutality that Hamas has exhibited. So that's another sense that people are really feeling that. And that is frightening. It's also frightening because the rise in Jew hatred and anti-Semitism and hatred in general is something that concerns us all. And particularly, we have seen the rise of anti-Semitism and we can't ignore it. I think there's also grave concern because of the innocents, the innocent people, innocent Palestinians, innocent Israelis, innocent various nationals who have been affected by this.
I understand Temple Israel postponed a trip that had been scheduled for this week to Israel, and that trip was focused on interfaith work with Israelis and Palestinians. Can you tell us more about that trip?
Yes, and it's so sad that they couldn't go, because it's exactly when we think about what's the salve for this wound, what's the balm that we need. It's to create opportunities for Jews and Palestinians, for Israelis and Palestinians to be able to sit together, to have a shared experience of learning and understanding and listening. And that was this trip. The trip was to go into the Palestinian territories, to meet with Palestinians, to be able to hear their stories, to hear their own heartache and their challenges. And that possibility ended for now.
I'm wondering, with the postponement of the trip, what your hopes or fears are for continuing on that path?
First of all, we're not giving up on the trip happening. And that, I think, is an important statement. And we're not giving up on a relationship with Palestinians, with Muslims, with the greater community. We can't. The work is hard. The work is really hard. There is a phrase that we often like to say, that you're not obligated to complete the task, but you shouldn't desist from it either. And that is the way that we have to go forward. We have to believe that we will find a way forward. But right now, the dead are lying before us, and we are grieving and mourning.
Elaine Zecher is the senior rabbi at Temple Israel, Boston.